This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Relax this Sunday with a little moment to yourself and the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
The Jubal Show on demand. First date follow-up.
Drew is on the phone today for a first date follow-up. He's getting ghosted by a woman named Jess. And we're going to see if we can help him out. What's up, Drew? How are you?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem, man.
Yeah, so I went on this first date with this girl, Jess. You know, I met her recently, and we went out, and, you know, she told me she was into basketball. You know, I'm okay. Into basketball, so, I wasn't going to take her to the court on the first date. That seems a little much. Well, what I did is I took her to an arcade that had, like, you know, they had the basketball hoops there that you could just, like, shoot.
Papa Shot? That's fun.
I love that.
We played that. We played a bunch of other games, you know, air hockey and stuff like that. Ended up making out by the motorcycle gang, you know, it was pretty cool.
Oh, sweet. What happened?
Well, you know, everything was good. We, you know, we ended the night with a few beers and, you know, some appetizers, some wings and stuff like that. And I, you know, end of the night, I took her home. I walked her to her door. We kissed a little bit more. And I thought we had a great night. She said she had a great night. I knew we had a great night. And so I was expecting a second date to come around, but now, yeah, she's not returning my calls or my text messages or anything like that. I don't know. It's been over a week, and I figured, you know, did I do something wrong? Like, I thought we were having a great time, and now I feel like I'm getting ghosted here.
Is there anything that could have happened during the date? Like, are you super competitive?
I mean, I was, like, you know, just joking around and, you know, like, screaming airball every time she would throw it, but not every time. I mean, at one point, you know, when I was paying the bill, she, I don't know, called me out for leaving a big tip. I used to, you know, serve and bartend when I was in college. So, you know, when people take good care of me, I take good care of them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't know. She dropped something like, I tip like 30%. And she's like, oh, you're just throwing away money. And though that line was kind of weird to me, kind of off, but I don't know if maybe she's a little conservative with her spendings, but I don't know. I take care of my own.
That wasn't a red flag to you?
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, no, I didn't really see it that way, you know, at the moment. I mean, I just thought, you know, She was maybe a little more conservative, but I didn't think any more than that.
We've heard people not get a call back when they've been a terrible tipper,
yeah,
but not for being a good tipper.
Like, it's one thing to be stingy and another thing to be over generous. And I feel like I'm right somewhere in the middle, you know?
I hate to even jump to this conclusion, but the only other thing that ever crosses my mind when you hear about people that did make out on a date and not get a call back, it's like, was something there with the chemistry? Like, were you just not a good kisser? I know I've said that before, but...
I've never gotten any complaints on my kissing style. I don't know. Maybe I had bad breath or something. I don't know. I don't know. I have no idea.
So did she talk to you at all after your date?
No. That's the thing is that, like, I haven't been in touch with her since that one date, and which is, like I said, so random and weird to me because I thought we had something. I thought there was a spark. I thought there was chemistry.
How long has it been since you talked to her?
It's been like a week and a half, I guess. So, I mean, if something did come up in her life, I mean, I kind of feel like she'd have time to deal with it by now and at least return a text or something, you know?
Yeah.
How many times have you reached out to her?
I don't know. I will text her in the morning, you know, just, you know, a little good morning text, no response. When I know she's at work, and I'm like, hope you're having a good day at work, no response. And then I'll call her, you know, at night, see if everything's fine, go straight to voicemail.
Drew, you're using, like, you're not using past tense words. Are you still texting her that right now, like a week and a half later?
I mean, I've lightened up, but okay. I'm still trying to reach it out, you know.
Okay, good.
Have you been texting her every morning and calling her every night?
No. I'm not trying to be like creeper like that, but you know, it's kind of like, hey, thinking about you, kind of shooting it out there, balls in your court, you know.
Right.
Unintended, because okay. She's a baller.
Right. Okay.
All right. That's a good one.
Well, we'll try to figure it out for you, man. We'll play a song, come back, and then call her and see if she'll tell us why she's ghosting you and get you another date if you still want one with your first date follow up, okay?
Okay. Thank you, guys.
All right. Play a song, come back. Get your first date follow up next. In the middle of your first date follow-up, if you're just joining us, Drew is on the phone, and Drew might not be getting a call back because he's a good tipper. I don't think that's the reason, Drew, but we're about to call the woman that Drew went on a date with named Jess and see why she's ghosting him and see if we can get him another date in just a second. But first, Drew, refresh everybody's memory about your date with Jess.
Well, I took her out to a little arcade. We played a little hoops there. We had a great time, had some beers and food, did a little makeout sesh, thought we had a great time, and now I'm being ghosted.
About to call her right now. Anything else you want to say before we do that, Drew?
I hope she has a good answer, I guess.
Oh, I hope so, too, for you, Drew.
All right, I'm gonna call her right now. Here we go.
Hello.
Hi, may I speak to Jess, please?
This is she.
Jess, how are you? This is, my name is Jubal from a radio show called The Jubal Show.
Hi, Jess.
I know your show. Hi, guys.
Oh, hey.
Why are you calling me? Oh, my God.
Well, I love this enthusiasm, Jess. My name's Nina. I'm the new one.
Jess, thank you for listening to the show. Appreciate that.
Yeah, I'm a little nervous. Why are you calling me?
I mean, you know the options. It could be a first date follow up. Are you in a relationship and cheating on someone, or think that they might be cheating on you?
No, I did go on a date.
So it is a first date follow up. Yes, you went on a date with somebody recently, and now you're ghosting them.
I'm ghosting him. His name is Drew.
Yeah. His name is Drew. We talked to Drew.
Yeah, he's a nice guy. He's a really nice guy. We went on a date. I had a really good time. I truly did. I really, really did. And he's a really nice guy. But, you know, I could date him. But right now I'm at the point where, you know, I only want to date someone who's going to be the husband. And as nice as he was and as much fun as I had, I don't see him as the husband. And I don't want to, you know, be dating if it's not going to be the long-term one.
But so what about him makes you feel like he's not the one? Because if he's so great, you went on one date, you obviously were attracted to him enough. We heard you guys made out and stuff.
Yeah, but, you know, you have friends that you love to death and they're wonderful, but you would never marry them, you know?
Sure.
So he's one of those. He was a good kisser and all, but it didn't take me, I don't know, it didn't hit me spiritually the place that I needed to.
So he kissed you like a date and not a husband.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, you know, a lot of people are good kissers. I mean, don't get me wrong. He was a really nice guy, but he's not the one for me. I could introduce him to somebody because he's a really nice guy. And he's not the one for me.
So, Jess, are you going on a lot of these first dates and just, you know, having a great time and figuring out that they're not the one?
Yeah. I mean, isn't that the formula?
You know, yes. Yes, it is.
I mean, I could waste his time, his money. I mean, oh, he was a great tipper, too. You know, he's a nice guy and everything.
Well, actually, that's another thing. I mean, he, like, totally over-tipped. You know, like 30%. And I'm looking for somebody who knows how to manage their money, you know. Oh. A husband that's not going to, like, be spending all the money out, you know, when he's away from me. I mean, that's a red flag.
So you want a husband who's going to tip, like, a standard 18 to 20%?
No, you know, according to what's, you know, but I mean, 30%. I mean, it wasn't like, I mean, service wasn't that amazing. Jesus.
She's like, tip well, just not too well.
Yeah. Well, Jess, thank you for your honesty. Thank you for listening.
Yeah, well, thank you for calling me.
Yeah, no problem.
I love your show.
Jess, are you forgetting something about the first date follow-ups, though?
Oh, God. No, I don't want another date. I remember.
Not that part.
I remember.
That part's coming up.
That part.
There's another part, though.
Oh, God! Drew, are you on the phone?
Yes, Drew's on the phone.
Oh, no, I forgot that part of it. Oh, my goodness. Well, I know, when I'm listening to the show, I'm always like, oh, I hope they don't hear that. Oh, God, I forgot. Well, it was nice knowing you, Drew. I hope you find a wonderful person.
Just right away.
I mean, it's like, somebody else. You deserve somebody else. I'm not the one for you. You could tell from the phone call. I'm not the one.
Yeah, I'm trying to pick that up now.
Very receptive.
How do you feel about just not feeling like you're a husband?
Like, I could be hubby material. I am totally hubby material. Like, I,
not for me, know, but
I,
you could.
Well, we had a good time. Was it because I gave too much money to the server, or I mean?
Oh Lord, have mercy. That was something. But you know, come on, guys, 30%. I mean, we have, you know.
I'm totally husband material, though. I mean, you just got to get to know me. You know, I'm a nurturer. I'm caring. I'm funny. I'm a good cook. I'll let you beat me in basketball.
How are you at DIY projects, Drew?
Everything I own is from IKEA, so I'm pretty good at it.
You guys think I was too quick, too rash? You think maybe I should give him a break?
Well, I think we were kind of leaning in that direction, Jess.
Yeah, I mean, I think it'd be very hard to tell if somebody is potential long-term boyfriend material or husband material after one date. I'm more interested that it was IKEA that got you to kind of turn around. You're like, oh, hello.
I mean, I thought we had a good first impression, but if I have to throw in a second impression in there, I'd be more than happy to.
I mean, you guys, a date to IKEA is a move.
I don't know. Maybe we could go to IKEA together and I'll see.
I personally, as a dude, I feel like Drew hearing that from you and still trying to convince you to go out with him is husband material, because I know for me, especially when I was single and I didn't want to get married at all, I'm married now, but that took a long time to get there. And if I was out with someone and I heard them say that, or I went out with someone and I heard them say that, I'd be like, well, cool. I'm not your material. Definitely not. Because I didn't want to get married, you know?
Okay, Jubal, as a dude, I heard your response, but can I hear Victoria's response?
I don't think a second date would be a bad thing.
I agree.
Okay, well, what if I'm willing to do one more? Or we give it one more try? Should we give it one more try?
Jess, would you like to go out on another date with Drew? We'll pay for it.
Okay, that settles it. Let's go, Drew.
All right. Sweet.
But this time, Jess, you can't ghost him. You just have to straight up say, I still don't think you're my husband.
We can go. We'll have a great time, but I won't marry you. I still don't think you're my husband.
Oh. We can work on them little by little. Little by little. Baby steps. Baby steps.
Stay tuned, everybody.
Yeah. Check in with us and let us know, Jess. Congratulations, Drew. You got another date, man.
Awesome. Thank you, guys. That worked out well.
The Jubal Show on demand.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah! And some waves, so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in!
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it!
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel... It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.